it really turned out to be something beyond what I imagined. It was really crazy, chaotic time. There were we were working with a group of 40 refugees locally who were kind of outside of the system, and the needs were changing every day. So, you know, somebody needed diapers, somebody needed a ride to the doctor, we needed translators, we needed a web developer, we were raising funds. And at the same time, we had an overwhelming response of people who wanted to help. The problem was I had no good way to match these offers of help to the needs, because there was every time, you know, we sent out an email or posted something, the needs would change. And I realized we needed kind of one place where people could always go to see them and, you know, make sure that we didn't have duplication of efforts.
What has resulted from that? What is NeedsList now?
Yeah, so basically what happened from that is I come from the States where everybody uses online wedding registries, and I realized that's really what we needed, something like a wedding registry. So I kind of hacked a wedding registry and turned it into a list of needs locally. But it didn't really do the trick, and so that's where I got the idea of building something. And that's what NeedsList is. So basically, NeedsList is a platform that allows people doing work directly with refugees to list their volunteer needs, their financial needs, and their supply needs. And donors can scroll through needs and meet them directly. And what is different about NeedsList is it operates in real time. So when a donor meets a need, it is basically kind of grayed out, or other people know that there's no reason to meet that need. So you don't have the kind of response of like 100 flashlights when you only needed two. You know in real time what's needed and what's there. And then the main evolution that's happened over the past couple months is as we started testing NeedsList in Greece, we got the idea to really figure out how donors could purchase items directly from local suppliers, because we were really shocked by the waste we saw with these containers that got shipped from Europe and from the States. I mean, we saw people sending pasta to Greece from the States, which is, you know, over $5,000 a container. And so we thought, well, they do have pasta in Greece, and what can we do? So we tried out working locally with one specific supplier in Athens who provided camping goods, and we talked to the folks who were running a refugee camp just north of Athens. They gave us a list of supplies they needed from that store, and we set it up so people, basically donors, could purchase these items directly.
You talked about the benefit of reducing waste. Is another benefit that local companies see some benefit or get involved, that they're effectively not bypassed by international operations that are flying in these goods from other areas, often long distances away?
Exactly. So at the World Humanitarian Summit last year in 2016, the large NGOs and the UN Commission on Humanitarian Financing, pledge to increase the percentage that goes towards local efforts for humanitarian aid. So right now, only 0.2% of efforts go to the local level for humanitarian financing. And they have pledged to increase that to 25% by 2020. But, you know, it's a real challenge to figure out exactly how that's going to happen. So we're hoping that NeedsList can really help fulfill that role, because obviously, you know, in the wake of disaster relief, in humanitarian crises like the refugee crisis, local businesses absolutely need the support. And I've been really, really impressed by how the businesses in Greece have responded. They've come right on board. You know, we're just getting going, but of the ones that we've talked to, every single one has been willing to give us a good price and work with us and make it work.
I know it's only in the early stages and that the focus at the moment is the refugee crisis in Europe, but do you think it could be applicable to other parts of the world and in other kinds of disasters, say particularly natural disasters?
Absolutely. I've been thinking about this a lot. So there, you know, in any natural disaster, there's what happens, you know, immediately. And in that case, I think just the ability to list needs is going to be so beneficial, because people really want to contribute in tangible, concrete ways, and they don't know how. So having one central repository of needs is really valuable. It's really valuable from a civic response for people to see exactly how they can contribute, but it also provides incredible data to NGOs and to municipalities to understand what types of needs are in effect. And then in terms of longer term response, the ability to support local businesses and know who the responders are locally and what their needs are is going to be very, very valuable. So I think it's very applicable.